countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
Well, what a week it's been with COP26 and the Climate Action Plan. We're in a period of immense change as we transition to a low-carbon world. As part of this, we need minerals and metals to make solar power technologies and renewable wind energy and batteries. It's a fair bet that mining companies will increasingly look for these materials underground. But the prospect of mining is a contentious issue for some local communities. And this is particularly true in North Leitrim, where prospecting licences for gold, silver and base minerals may be granted. Ella McSweeney went to Manor Hamilton to hear more.
We're currently walking over the laneway at the back of our house in the townland of Pullboy, looking at the north face of Bembo. Sounds a bit like the north face of the Eiger, right? Where we graze animals holistically using conservation grazing methods.
Farmer and teacher James Gilmartin walks up the side of Bembo, a shapely hill near Manor Hamilton in Leitrim. He's on the search for his rare breed herd of Dexter cattle.
Come on. If I brought the gate, or I'm just going to come on. There's a selection of them here. There are four cows and four calves, the bull, Rupert, and one in-calf heifer. I mean, there's plenty of quality in them animals.
The Irish name for this townland is An Poll Bui, the yellow hole. It hints at what may lie under the rocks, gold. On the 7th of October, the Minister for the Environment, Climate and Communications, Eamon Ryan, announced that he intends to grant a renewed prospecting licence for gold, silver and base metals in 47 townlands in this part of Leitrim. It'll be given to a Northern Irish company called Flintridge Resources Limited, a subsidiary of a Canadian corporation called Galantis Gold.
About 3 weeks ago, my sister-in-law sent me a WhatsApp message saying, "Did you see this? It was up on Leitrim County Council website that the minister had intended granting the prospecting licence to a company and that we had till the 7th of November to object."
What is it that you are most concerned about?
So my major concerns would be the effect it's going to have in the area, both from a farmer point of view, from a tourism point of view, from an environmental point of view. I really don't see it as a resource that's going to be used for the local community. Yeah, we have to be realist about this in that mining is a necessary tool in today's world. Like, I mean, the lithium in our batteries, in our phone, all the renewables that solar panels, PV panels, all the rest of these things that are required require mining to take place. But gold is not a resource that we need. I mean, studies have shown there's over 500 years worth of gold left available for what we need for today's society. So the idea that you would come in and do such a heavy extractive industry which has a huge implication in the current climate biodiversity crisis in the negative, it's kind of bewildering. I mean, I don't understand it.
This current stage is for a prospecting license, which is essentially that the company comes in and just takes a look and sees what's there. Is that not a good first stage? Because there may be nothing there. There may be something there, or they may decide there's something there and we're not going to bother. But what's the problem with at least that first stage happening?
That's actually one of my gravest concerns. You see, a company comes in to do prospecting, but they're invited in by the state. If they find something after investing their time and effort and money into finding that, it's a very grey area where the obligation lies, like to get granted a mining licence. And then if it's a situation landowners don't want to sell, could it lead to a situation where you get a compulsory purchase order? It's just very, very concerning. And the lack of knowledge really at the start is what kind of got everyone so agitated in this part of the world.
A prospecting license means that a company can explore to see if valuable minerals are there. It doesn't authorise mining. There are currently 540 prospecting licences active across Ireland. At the point where a mining licence is granted, the Irish state gets 25% corporation tax and a royalty payment from the mining company. But James, a seventh generation farmer, is clear. Any benefits are greatly outweighed by the impact mining could have on the land and communities.
My worst fears is that the particular townland, which has come up in the previous studies done by cross-border companies and by the Geological Survey of Ireland through taxpayers' money, by the way, has shown that there is a good chance there's gold and silver and some base materials available, but mainly gold in our area. The land would seep out and would be left devastated through overcast mining, and that would be my legacy for my children, which is not something that I aspire to at all.
Watch it, Jim. We're pulling out of the way.
Oh, Seamus.
James and about 50 other people have formed a group called Treasure Leitrim, and they've secured cross-party support from local TDs and councillors. A group of 15 local farmers meet in James's yard to get an update on the campaign.
Right, so basically so far, you see...
All the farmers here oppose the licence being granted.
Michael Gallagher, local farmer here in Leitrim. We're trying to keep the countryside as tidy as we can, to leave it in a condition, as better condition than we got it in.
Matthew Merton.
How old are you?
17. I think it's pure disgrace. I think it shouldn't be done. I think we like going out looking at the land and looking at the sheep, and I think they'll take away all that.
What's your name?
Seamus Feeney. Oh, I'd be totally opposed to it because it's an environmental issue. It's going to harm the environment.
Patsy Rooney. Our land around this locality is nice, and sure, God help, we'll keep it that way.
Oliver O'Hara. A nice rural environment to bring up families in, and I'd be totally opposed to it now. I'd fear for the environment, I'd fear for the way that they're going to leave the place after them, you know.
Galantis Gold Corporation declined to be interviewed, but in a statement they said that since 2014 they have already prospected some of the licensed areas in Leitrim without negative reaction locally, and that if metals are present in commercially viable quantities, full planning and environmental approvals would be required. Back on the hills of Benbow, James is focused on a different future for his land.
It's very, very hard to have 100% trust in companies come in and do the right thing in your land when at the bottom line they're just trying to make money. And that's not, you know, for me to say is a good or bad thing, but if it's going to be taking something out of North Leitrim and causing harm, I think I should have my say about it. You don't own the land. It's not up to James Goodmartin to make a killing to leave a major part of the farm gone for his children. And it's not, it isn't mine to give away. In 5 years time, what would I say to myself if I didn't do something about this and companies came in and they started prospecting and they found something, and then it becomes a whole quagmire of, you know, division and all the rest that goes with that. Now is the time to say, look, please don't do this.
So leave it in the ground.
Leave it in the ground, absolutely. We're more than happy to look after the gold that's above the ground and the people.
Ella McSweeney in North Leitrim. Now, we've a statement from the Department of the Environment saying that the majority of prospecting activities carried out under a prospecting licence are temporary and involve minimal disturbance. All proposed exploration activities are the subject of environmental screening by the Geoscience Regulation Office to ensure that they'll not give rise to any significant adverse effects on the environment. End of statement. Now, as you heard, the deadline for that public consultation on granting the licences in Leitrim is tomorrow, so you can email your thoughts to gsro@decc.gov.ie. That's gsro@decc.gov.ie.